day and welcome to ICIS Podcast. My name is Jasmine Koo, and today I'm joined by Trixie Yap, our editor for Asia Styrene Monomer. Today's podcast is a little different from usual as we are doing this on the fly, bringing to you the latest updates on the impact from the ongoing US petrochemical supply disruption on Asia. So Trixie, we appreciate that you can join us today. Please tell us more on what has been going on for styrene.
Hi, Jasmine. It has been quite a crazy week, even though the Chinese market just returned on 18th of February. So SM prices have gone up by close to 20% on the markets open, with discussions mostly close to the 1250 CFR China levels for March spot cargoes. There's also actually a slew of FOB China discussions, which are similar to the CFR China discussion levels mentioned earlier these 2 days, as there's some short covering from traders which have emerged since average Chinese production rates for SM is currently one of the highest globally, which is roughly at around 85%. So it means that Chinese producers actually have cargoes available that can be readily sold, or traders actually have Chinese cargoes on hand, which can be sold for March and for April loading.
I see. So on, you know, in the same line with supply, what seems to have captured a lot of attention from the market was the polar storm that hit the US Gulf Coast earlier in the week. So this has caused massive shutdowns and production cuts at a slew of petrochemical plants and refineries in the area. So given that the US is a key producer of styrene for the market, what has been the impact so far in Asia resulting from these shutdowns?
Honestly speaking, I would say that the only immediate impact that we are seeing right now is the emergence of positive trading sentiment in Asia, especially since now there's actually a reverse arbitrage that's present for Asian exports to go over to the West. So just a rough backstory, typically for styrene, the arbitrage trade flow is usually from the West to Asia. So namely, cargoes from the US Gulf will actually come over to Northeast Asia and to South Asia. And European cargoes will actually come over to China. So buying from a few traders has been quite evident on a CFR China or FOB China basis as a result of this positive trading sentiment. Quite a number are actually hedging with the FOB Europe price or FOB US Gulf prices, because right now Asian prices, including the yuan denominated prices, are the lowest globally. Furthermore, if we look at the timing of the polar storm, it actually coincides with the start of the turnaround season in Asia, with at least 3 SM producers in Northeast Asia actually starting their maintenance plans these 2 weeks. So production losses in our estimation is expected to be nearing around 60,000 tons in March and 80,000 tons in April. So in the long run, in the longer run, key repercussion will actually be the lack of Western material that will be coming over into Asia, even going into the second quarter of the year. The arbitrage was actually initially closed, but now it looks like it can be a prolonged situation that will actually extend for the next 2 months. And also, we are expecting more turnarounds scheduled going into April within Asia itself. And the US situation is exacerbating the situation of tightening forward supply. Likewise, there will be scheduled turnarounds in the Europe that will begin soon in March to May, which will tighten the arbitrage supply even further. And this is already in addition to a force majeure that has been issued a week earlier by one of the producers. Yeah. And from the end user demand perspective, actually end users will still have to cover their April requirements, and more buying may emerge in the longer run for spot material. However, this will be actually pending the run rate of the downstream styrenics plants going forward.
I see. So seeing that supply will be tightened considerably going forward, what are some of these concerns seen among our market players?
Actually, logistical concerns is one of the key talking points in the market these 2 days with respect to the supply issues in the US right now. So as we all know, in addition to the downstream plants like styrene, which are being shut down, quite a number of the upstream crackers and refineries are all down. And actually, everyone is wondering whether there will be issue with the pipelining of feedstock material from all these upstream plants to the downstream plants, because quite quite a number of these pipelines could have been damaged by the severe cold weather. And in addition to that, the pipelines that are connecting SM units to the storage tanks may also be affected by the cold in theory, which is the other logistical issue that is of concern right now. So actually this means that the cargoes that may be coming out from the producers may not be lifted as quickly as well, which will result in quite a number of delivery delays even after the producers lift their force majeures. So to a certain extent, I would say that the worries will be about the worries about longer than expected supply disruptions are not unfounded at this point in time. Yeah,
I see. So because, I mean, even for my own products right now, generally the shutdown, no one really has an idea of how long it's going to drag on for. So assuming that these outages actually last more than a week, how do you think the Asian market players will respond to these developments going forward in the near term?
So supply tightness for the second quarter of 2021 has already been factored into the market's expectations earlier, since quite a number of producers will actually be out for maintenance within Asia. Chinese participants actually, on the other hand, may have see a switch in position and they may turn to start selling cargoes either on the FOB front or on the CFR front, as evidenced from the continuous FOB China discussions in the market these 2 days. This is because the high run rates in China leading up to April amid the healthy production margins means that actually there is supply still available within domestic China itself. And also we are expecting at least one new startup to come online in the first half of March within China. There are a lot of talks that actually this slightly longer Chinese supply can balance out the lack of material from the West. So there could be even more discussions for April loading export cargoes from China. From the end user front, even though we are expecting replenishment activity for April cargoes, which have not been done, to be done, some of these end users may head back to the drawing board and recalculate their downstream margins before even taking larger procurement positions. Because as we can see, after the surge in the SM prices these 2 days, the production spreads for actually both expendable polystyrene and general purpose polystyrene have gone slightly under the typical break-even levels for producers, and we will have to see how the market trends going forward for these downstream products and whether the demand and the acceptability level for these even further downstream end users will be there.
I see. Thank you very much, Trixie, for sharing so much with us on the styrene market. To all our listeners, please feel free to reach out to us with regard to this podcast should you have any other questions. Thank you very much.